This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
You know, I've always wanted to do this show. Sometimes I come in and do the hour after Saturday Morning Test Drive, and David Blassingame was kind enough to say, well, Wally Lynn, I haven't heard him in a while, so maybe he'll come in and talk to me today. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great, Wally.
Good to see you.
We're so glad to have you here. The sexy sidekick, Sybil, from the afternoon show is out of town this weekend, mm-hmm. and we were so fortunate to have you join us in her place.
Yeah, allegedly on some kind of bachelorette situation this weekend, so we'll see if we can get her back in the saddle next Saturday for the show. So
allegedly.
Yeah. I got to tell you, before we get started here, I am an AutoFlex customer. This is not one of those things where he just said, hey, how about that guy right over there, right? Because I have bought a couple of cars from you. And we were talking before the show started about experience with purchasing cars and that kind of stuff. I'm so glad when I went in there, David, that I didn't have somebody who like hit a gong after we had decided on what the vehicle was and stuff like that. And the reason I say that is it's a very comfortable atmosphere to go to your place and get a car, and I really do appreciate that. So,
Well, thank you. Yeah, we have no gongs. We have no gong strikers.
Yeah.
We do hire professionals, and we let them do their job, and they take care of you from the moment you get there until the moment you leave. You only deal with one person. You never meet anyone else or talk to anyone else. And the person you deal with actually can sell you the car or lease you the car. They know what everything is and what it costs and how to do it. And so you go in and you get a car and you leave.
Yeah, that is if they don't bring the car to your house, which is what happened to me one time. They don't have to bring a gong to your house and hit it.
No.
Ring your doorbell, bang the gong, and then hand you the keys. But that's a really cool thing, too. So I appreciate everything you've done for me along the way.
And we're glad to do it. You know, I had a friend of mine years ago that I'd leased a couple of cars to tell me over dinner with he and his wife one night. He said, you know, the biggest thing about going to AutoFlex, and I said no, and I was expecting you to say my service or whatever, and he goes, you never have to walk into a car dealership. And it really struck me.
He's right.
Yeah, it's a huge difference because the experience at AutoFlex is not at all like a car dealership. Yeah. But we digress.
So do yourself a favor. Shop with AutoFlex. They're great people. They can educate you on how to lease a car, if you want to buy one, all that kind of stuff. All right, let's get to the news. Hard to believe that it's been, I guess, 3 weeks now since the earthquake in Japan.
Yeah, March the 11th.
It's funny how time, you know, it's the news of the day, and all of a sudden, it's sometimes you say, golly, it's gone. It feels like it's gone, right? From a news perspective. But the quake is still having an effect and will on the auto industry. So, David, tell us what we can expect in terms of how that affects me buying a car or whatever.
Exactly. Here's how it works. Everybody's still got cars because the cars that we have over here now were built well before the quake, and the components that went into the cars that are being built or that were being built when these cars were built were before the quake. Now, what we're going to see is what happens when the component shortages start. And what we have seen so far, yesterday, Volkswagen and Ford have announced that they may be forced to cut their European output for their European brands because of the earthquake. Not because cars being built in Japan are affected, but parts or components for the cars that they are going to build in Europe have definitely been affected.
Okay, so what does that mean to me if, let's say, 3 weeks ago, I bought a Volkswagen or something like that? Is there a chance that I'm not going to get my car when I expected to get it? Is that possible?
No, your car is probably fine, but several manufacturers have already announced that they have shut down orders on cars that are being built in the northern area of Japan that were affected. I think the things that come to mind, Honda has suspended dealer orders for their Honda Fit, the CR-V, the Honda Insight, the CR-Z, the Civic Hybrid, the Acura TSX, the Acura RL, and Nissan Motors has also reduced its planned vehicle allocation for May by 50%.
Okay.
That's a lot.
So if I'm car shopping today, the bet is that I'm not going to get this information from somebody that I go into a dealership on. So give the consumer some advice other than what you just did on how to approach this and maybe questions to ask if you go in car shopping someplace in the next few weeks.
Well, first thing is time is of the essence because, and this is not car talk, this is the truth, we will see an increase in pricing on cars. We've already seen one.
Okay.
Prices on cars have gone up since the earthquake because we're starting to see some shortages of vehicles. Now, it's according to the brand, but if you look at Mazda, 83% of everything they sell in the United States is made in Japan. So it's going to markedly affect Mazda, and they have also announced the discontinuance of orders of cars being built in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lag time on those cars. The cars that are on the ground are going to be worth more. It's a supply and demand thing. The components used to build these cars, sometimes there's going to be shortages there, so certain cars won't be built as quickly, which means the dealers will start running out of cars, which means they will start charging more for them because they can.
Okay.
Simple as that. So if I was going to do something, I'd do it sooner rather than later, just because it probably doesn't make a big difference to you whether you get your car this month or next month, but it may make a big difference to you monetarily when you buy the car this month or lease the car this month rather than next month.
Here's the phone number if you want to talk about issues like this or anything that has to do with buying versus leasing at this time when gas prices are going absolutely crazy. And obviously, we'll talk about that along the way today. As you can call us at 877-881-1053 or fan text us at 43733. Anything that you have to ask about leasing versus buying, David is an expert on this stuff, and he can handle anything that you have to ask about that. Now, speaking of vehicles that are sitting, I want to talk about this one, too, because apparently there's a bunch of vehicles that are sitting in factories, and they're not moving. What's the story behind that situation there, David?
Well, Allied Movers, it's called Allied Systems, and they are a trucking company. You know, folks, when you see the big yellow trucks going down the road full of new cars, well, some of those were Allied Systems trucks, and they have contracts to move cars for General Motors and Chrysler, among other manufacturers. And Allied ended up in a bit of a switch with their employees. They announced to their employees that they were going to have to cut their pay a little bit because of costs and things like that. And the pays, the employees, which are all UAW members, went back to the Teamsters Union, and the Teamsters Union came back to Allied and says, you're not cutting any of our guys' pay. So then Allied went to Chrysler and General Motors and said, we got to raise prices because we got to pay our people, so we got to charge you more to transport the vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one thing you need to keep in mind behind all this is if they raise prices, then the cost of the car to you goes up. So it affects everyone. So anyway, the UAW said, we'll strike if you try to cut our pay. Allied now has gone to GM and Chrysler and said, we need more money. And GM and Chrysler, just coming out of bankruptcy, have said, we're not paying you any more money. So as a result, I think the biggest plant affected is the Windsor plant in Canada, where there are many, many Chrysler minivans, many minivans parked on lots. The factory lot up there is now full, and they've moved them to parking lots around the area until they can get transports rolling again to move these cars. And I can tell you they will not be Allied Service transports. They mm-hmm. have given them the center finger. Yeah,
somebody
salute.
Else has said, you know what, we're not going to bend to this union stuff, and we've got another way to get around this and fix this situation.
In fact, General Motors acted instantly. They started contacting every transport company they could get their hands on and said, we need your trucks. And they went okay. And GM also instituted a deal with their dealers, and they said, hey, if you guys will drive to the distribution center and pick them up, we'll pay you an extra $60 a car. Just come down and get them. So the dealers are picking them up, and GM has contacted other transport companies to handle their transport needs. And it'll be sort of interesting to see what happens to Allied Services, because they're going to lose a whole lot of business over this.
What's Honda doing to extend suspension of manufacturing Prius wagons? What's going on with that situation?
Well, the same kind of thing. The Prius wagon was being built in the northern area of Japan that was definitely affected by the quake and the tsunami. So they have held off on the introduction of that car. That car was supposed to have been introduced this last week, and they have held off on that. And back to Mazda. If you look at what Mazda builds over there, they build the Mazda 2, the Mazda 3, the Mazda Miata, the RX-8, the CX-7, the CX-9, and the Mazda 5. So the vast majority of their cars are going to be affected, and their dealers are going to be affected. So if you're thinking about getting a Mazda, again, sooner rather than later, because we'll see the ripple effects for this over the next few months. It's nothing that happens right now. When they can't get the components to assemble the cars, mm-hmm. then they don't build the cars, and that's when you start seeing the real result. And again, we're dealing with a market right now where the cars were already in the country or the cars have already been built here. One bright light, the Slidell, Louisiana plant that GM shut down last week from lack of components, they have figured out a way to get components for those cars or for the trucks, and they are reopening that plant on Monday. So that's good news.
Yeah, tough all the way around because you got people that you're telling them, okay, we're going to have to shut down for a while, and we hope that we're going to get parts in and that you'll have a job again. And it looks like that's kind of what's happened. So good for the folks in Slidell.
Yeah, at least absolutely. On that front. Yeah.
All right, phone number 877-881-1053. Got any question at all about gas prices? David looks at this stuff like a hawk. We'll talk about where prices have gone and review your memory of what's happened here over the last month. And people are not reacting the same this time around as they did the last time we were pulling up and seeing it go 360, 370, 380, 390. And it's I guess the shock has worn off a little bit. We'll talk about that with David Blasingame. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
All right, the great David Blasingame is here. Wally Lynn for Sybil. The phone number, 877-881-1053, with one of the coolest songs in the world playing in the background. Love that stuff. Fantex 43733. And again, if you want to jump in and ask David any question, 877-881-1053 about leasing versus buying, Autoflex is the place to go. I've been there and done it myself. I promise you, I will never get a car anyplace else because I cannot stand walking into a dealership. Gas prices, yesterday, David, I paid $3.48 at my local grocery store chain, use your little card deal situation.
So you got the discount?
3 cents. Yeah. It was a dime yesterday. It was 3 cents. So we're around $3.50. Which to right. me, anyway. Let me ask you this, because to me, the shock personally, it's when the quake happened. I thought, oh, here we go. It's going to go up faster. But they've kind of settled at about 3.5 locally, right?
Yeah, it's 3.56 nationwide. Okay. What the nationwide averages for regular right now. It's a little less in Texas. It's a lot more in California and Alaska and Hawaii. So it's according to where you live.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine Hawaii everybody was filling up and gassing up their cars to go where? right?
Tsunami, high ground.
Fill up!
High ground.
Right.
It was 3.02 on Christmas Day. Gas was 3.02 on Christmas Day. It's 3.56 now. Average nationwide.
See,
that's a big
increase.
You
go and screw up exactly how I felt about not having shock by reminding me of what it was Christmas Day, 3.02 to 3.50.
Yeah.
50 cents a gallon.
Yeah. Wow. Since Christmas.
Fantex 43733, the gas price shock has not worn off yet. It hasn't hit 370, 380, 390, even $4 yet. Just wait. You'll see the outrage. Are we headed to, you think, $4 here in the next month or two or what?
You know, I hear that by July we're going to see four. I think. It remains to be seen, obviously, and that seems to be the tipping point. $4 a gallon is where people just totally freak out. But now, if you own a Suburban, it's going to cost you $100 to fill it up right now. It doesn't have to get to $4 a gallon. So the other thing is, and this is an interesting thing to me, and it's true just how people are, if you want to know how much it costs to fill up your car, if you want that real feeling, put your credit card away. Go get cash out of the bank.
Yes.
And then when you mm-hmm. fill up your car, take that cash up and pay them with cash, and then you realize how much it costs to fill up your car. Because the credit card tends to sort of blunt that whole experience.
Sure
it
does.
Softens it.
It's like being in Vegas and playing with chips instead of cash.
Exactly, yeah.
Same thing.
Put the greenbacks down there, and you'll have a little more realistic feeling of that cost of gas. Fantex, real quick, what about Nissan? Nissan has announced that they will cut their allocation in half for May. That's what they've announced so far. Cut their allocation for North America in half on vehicles being built in Japan. So for May.
Okay, so I'll ask the question again. What does that mean to me if I walk into a Nissan dealer today?
I'd walk in today. I wouldn't wait 2 weeks because I think in 2 to 3 weeks you will be able to tell the difference.
But do I go in? Here's what I'm afraid of if I'm going to a Nissan place, and I don't want to pick on Nissan.
No, I go in
and I ask a guy who's selling me the car. All right, here's the car I want today, and I want to order it. Now tell me, I'm asking the salesperson this, tell me how the situation in Japan is going to affect delivery of this car. Am I going to get deer in the headlights from the salesperson if I say that?
More than likely, because okay. I don't think they know yet. I don't think anyone really knows yet. Again, and it's not going to be just imports, because the imports are all part of domestic, and the domestic are all part of the imports. Everyone uses microprocessors, chips made in Japan. The sound systems of most cars mm-hmm. have a lot of components that come from Japan, and a lot of those components are going to be in short supply. So you can't build a car without the components. So it's going to affect Ford and Chevrolet and Dodge and everybody.
Fantex 43733. Here's one for you, David. My brother let a car go back that I bought and then let him take over payments about a year later. Would it be better to finance or try and lease? Got an answer for that?
Well, it's according to how much it's affected your credit score, but I'm going to guess you're going to have to finance. And here's the other part of that. I don't care if it's your mom. Don't buy a car in your name and let them pay for it, because I can't tell you how many times I've seen people not pay for cars that someone else bought for them.
It's the rationale that follows that person is, well, it's a relative. I'm just not going to make that payment.
Here's the whole
right?
thing. Yeah, here's the whole thing. The relative feels obligated because it's their relative to try to help them out. But there's a reason that they can't finance a car themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they have not made payments on other things. Well, if they haven't made payments on those other things, it's quite likely they're not going to make payments on the car. Not sure, but quite likely. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think probably finance. And if your credit has been damaged, we've got a division called AutoFlex 2. Troy McCown and his crew, AutoFlex 2, Brian Ponce, the finance manager, just do a great job of working with people that have damaged credit now for reasons like this. Maybe it was the economy, whatever reason. And we have been able to help those people get great payments on cars that they actually want to drive, which if you go to most of the buy here, pay here lots because your credit's not as good, they're going to tell you you can drive this car and it's going to cost you this much and you don't get any choices. At AutoFlex 2, you have choices. So that's what I'd suggest.
All right. I want to give you a thumbnail of me as a customer and then have you respond to this, because I had never got into a leasing program until I came to see you about a year ago. I'd always been a buyer. And making that transition for a lot of people of just saying no, right? No, lease. No, I want to buy. I found it to be a smooth transition and one that made sense for me, and I just kind of wanted you to educate people on, especially now, why leasing versus buying is good for somebody who's 25 or 40 or 50 years old. It can be for anybody.
Yeah, well, it's according to what your aim is, and if you drive low enough miles mm-hmm. that you can keep a car for 8 or 10 years and you don't mind not having the upgrades for safety equipment or electronics or whatever – if you can keep a car 8 or 10 years, you should buy it and drive the wheels off of it. Another occasion to buy is buy pre-owned, because you can buy a 1 or 2 year old pre-owned car, still get it in warranty, maybe pick up an extended warranty, and have that be an economical situation for you. The thing I tell people not to do is go buy a brand new car. And it's very simple. The first year depreciation can be anywhere from 20 to 35%. So that means you lose that much money when you buy the car.
Right, when you drive it off the lot?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I heard a guy say he felt like he was driving a wallet and the dollars were flapping by his ears. He said, I feel like I'm driving a wallet and the dollars are flapping by my ears as they fly out the window. Well, that's sort of what happens when you buy a new car. Now, if you lease a new car, the car is still going to depreciate, but you're going to spread that depreciation out over 3 or 4, maybe even 5 years, and you're not going to make a big down payment, and your payments are going to be less every month because it's a lease. So, therefore, you're going to spend less money to drive that car for 3, 4, or 5 years, and you're not going to have to worry about the market changing on the car because the resale is guaranteed. So it gives you planned expense. You spend less out-of-pocket money to drive the car you want to drive. And in the end, if everything were perfect, if you bought it and then resold it at the end, you would come out exactly the same, but you spent a lot more of your money to get there to get money back at the end. With a lease, you keep your money, you never spend the more money, and you never have the big loss at the end.
Let's go back to miles per gallon vehicles right now, David, and just kind of get a thumbnail of what people are looking at as we're investigating the possibility of $4 a gallon gasoline coming up this summer and that kind of stuff. What's at the top of the list in terms of best miles per gallon vehicles that are a smart buy these days?
Well, and that's sort of a compound question, because if you looked at the very highest mileage vehicles, they're going to be hybrids. Because the hybrids have an electric motor they run around town with. They use the gasoline motor on the road for the most part. And so these vehicles have got extremely high gas mile ratings. The highest is the Toyota Prius. They've got a combined rating of almost 50 miles per gallon, 49.6. But, and it's actually a pretty inexpensive car. The base price on that car is $22,200, so that's not a terribly expensive way to go. The next highest is the Lexus CT200H, which is a hybrid Lexus. It's a $30,000 car with a combined mileage of 41 miles per gallon, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the Honda Insight and the Civic Hybrid and the Fusion Hybrid and the Lincoln MKZ Hybrid, the Sonata Hybrid. All the hybrids are really, really on top of that. Now, the interesting thing, though, is the most efficient non-hybrids can actually save you a lot of money, because you can get a Toyota Yaris that's going to get 31 miles per gallon for $12,600. Now, you can look at spending $25,000 to get a hybrid,
mm-hmm.
or you can get a Yaris for $12,600 for a base car, maybe a Corolla for $15,000 that's going to get you 30 miles per gallon. It's really hard to justify spending the additional money for the hybrid, because if you looked at the difference in the cost of the vehicles, it's really hard to overcome the cost difference.
Yeah, that Corolla's a good-looking car, too. I've got a 16-year-old, and I remember about a year ago, he saw one down the street, and he said, that's kind of a cool-looking car, and it gets good gas mileage, Dad. How about that?
Yeah, it's a good car. There's nothing wrong with it. Along those lines, too, the Hyundai Elantra, the Chevrolet Cruze Eco, the Yaris, the Ford Fiesta, the Mazda 2, all of those cars get really, really outstanding gas mileage, and they don't cost quite as much as their hybrid counterparts.
Athletes, they find AutoFlex. We'll tell you a story next. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
It's Wally for Sybil today. She'll be back next week. David Blassingame here, as he is every week. You can read the stories that we talk about here on the show today at AutoFlex.com. Click on Facebook or Twitter. And here's one that I know you're going to address online, David, too. That's about, and something I didn't know about, dealer charges on gas tax.
Yeah.
That in itself gives me gas, just saying that.
Okay,
so what is up with that?
He's talking about the gas guzzler tax. That it's a federal tax, actually, that is assigned to cars that get extremely low mileage in order to, and they said it was to encourage people to buy cars with better gas mileage, mm-hmm. but the kind of cars that this tax is charged by, the people don't really worry about an economy car. These are all big luxury cars. But the best way to find that is go to www.epa.gov and type in gas guzzler, because you're going to find a lot of charts. It explains the taxes. It explains which cars have taxes charged on them and how much the tax is.
Or I can go Google gallons to the mile instead of miles to the gallon
and
see what gas guzzlers are out there.
epa.gov is not a bad place to go. Also, gasbuddies.com. It's gasbuddy.com. Is a good site. Some of the material from the show here is gotten from gasbuddy.com. I use it as a reference. They track gas prices all across the country, and they have good hints on how to save gasoline.
A lot of athletes, not only in North Texas, but all over the country, actually use AutoFlex. And earlier this week, Sybil was here, and they caught up with a guy who's an up-and-comer with the Buffalo Bills. The Bills will play the Cowboys next season. Keep your fingers crossed. They'll play. That's possibly the Thanksgiving Day game. It will either be the Bills or the Dolphins here on Thanksgiving. His name is Sean Nelson. He's an AutoFlex customer. And Sybil and David caught up with him earlier this week.
You are participating in our Superstars with Supercar segment here. What kind of car did you get from AutoFlex?
My first car I got from you guys was a 2009 Mercedes-Benz S550, which I love.
Do you still have it?
Yes, that's my baby. I don't let nobody drive it.
I bet. Now, I had a little birdie tell me that you may or may not have gotten into a fender bender in your Mercedes.
Yeah, I did. I had my cousin, he's actually a chauffeur, and he was driving on the way home back from my Estes Festival in New Orleans and had a little bump there, and I kind of got mad, but ever since that happened, nobody else can even get behind my car, not even my mom.
All right, not even a professional chauffeur.
Nah, nobody else.
It's probably a good idea by you, Sean Nelson.
Hey, buddy. I've done a little reading about you, Sean, and I wanted to ask you a couple of things. Here you are. You're a rookie. You're playing for the Bills the first year, and you make the first touchdown of the team for the season. That is that's really, really awesome. Talk a little bit about what that was like.
It was totally unexpected, but as far as how the play went, you know, once the play was in progress and the ball was thrown to me, and I seen touchdown in the end zone, and who I had to pass up, I knew I was going to make it. And once I got towards the end zone, Mayweather came and dialed at me, and I jumped high enough where he went under me, and I was able to fall into the end zone. And when I got up, I really just couldn't even believe it, it was an amazing feeling, and it was really awesome. It's one I won't forget. But what really made it even more awesome was that, Terrell Owens was standing right there celebrating with me, and I dropped the ball when I got up. I did a little dance, and as soon as I turned around, he picked the ball up and just stuffed it in my stomach and told me to keep it. So that was really awesome for me. That's what I remember the most about it.
That is exciting.
That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Now, you're recovering from surgery right now? You had a groin injury?
Well, I shook back from that a month after that happened. Had a groin injury in camp. And along with a suspension that I had. When I came back, I recovered from the injury, and my suspension was up at the same time, so it worked out pretty well for me.
Good.
What was the suspension for?
It was a lot of rumors, saying that I did drugs and smoked weed and all this other stuff, and that's not who I am. That's not how I was raised. Never did any drugs. But what happened was I was prescribed a painkiller, which was a Lortab, and I didn't know you couldn't take it after 30 days. So that my first off season, I was working out and I re-injured my shoulder again. And I took the pill, because that's what I had it for, a shoulder injury that I had, during my rookie year. And I took it that first off season last year. And I didn't realize you can't take it after 30 days or whatever it was. So that's how I got suspended. I had no doctor's excuse for it. In a drug program, it's rules. Like, a doctor can prescribe you medicine, but you have to take it in 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in the allotted time, and I wasn't aware of that, and I just took the same pill after the 30 days, and that's against the rules in the drug program or whatever. So that's how that happened.
But you're back now.
Yeah, I'm back.
That's all we can hear about is that you're back. We really want to talk about how Autoflex saved you money on your Mercedes whenever your cousin wrecked it.
Oh, man. I really don't want to talk about it.
All that matters is that we saved you about a third.
When he wrecked my car, what really made me mad about it is because I was letting him drive, and I just kept asking him, was he okay, was he okay? Because it was like, we were driving home at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And, he kind of fell asleep. And as soon as I closed, my eyes weren't even closed for like maybe 6 seconds.
Well, next time,
he veered over to the right and he bumped the guy in the back, it really wasn't that bad, but it was bad enough.
Next time you need to let him drive the Range Rover you got from us, since that one's a little bit older.
You're not driving my Range Rover.
I'm just ready for y'all to start playing again so we can get you the new Range Rover.
Yeah, I'm ready to start playing myself. I really like the new Range Rover. I heard they're changing the body style next year or soon or something like that. So I like my Range Rover, and I really like the new body style that they're coming out with as well. So I can't wait for that.
Sean, what are you doing? I mean, with a lockout going on like it is and everything, what are you doing as far as an off-season training program?
Our team sent us a workout booklet. I have a personal trainer here in Louisiana that I work with. A guy goes to my church. So I do my own workout with him and try to stay in the best shape I can.
Since most of your family was from Louisiana, did you do anything for Louisiana after Ike?
After who?
Katrina.
Katrina, sorry.
Oh, after Katrina? Oh, Houston. Wow. When Katrina happened, I was still in college. So, You know, the only thing I could have done was just one thing that I did do. I came home, and a lot of people from New Orleans came towards Baton Rouge, and I went to a gas station one time, and there was like numerous people out there needing money and gas and all this stuff. So I just gave this one dude, I mean, everything that I had in my pocket. It wasn't much, but you know, it made a difference for him, and it made me feel good inside. So I was really, really honored to, you know, meet somebody who was suffering from Katrina and able to help them out with whatever they needed.
That is cool, and that kind of stuff comes back to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What would you, Sean, what would you tell a kid who dreams of making it in the NFL? What advice would you give them?
I mean, the best advice I can give them is, you know, dream big, stay in school, and be honest. I mean, honor their mother and their father, you know, and the days will not be numbered, you know. And, most of the time when you give kids advice, you know, younger kids especially, you know, they don't understand till you get older. And, you know, coming up, people used to tell me, you know, stay in school, just listen to your mom and your dad and make good grades and play sports. And, you know, I just never understood what they were telling me until I got older, you know, and that's the hardest thing for a kid to understand. But I try to, when I talk to kids, I try to tell them, you know, the best way I can. I try to emphasize it the best way I can for them to understand and, you know, instill them in their mind that, you know, that's the most important thing in life. And, you know, as long as you do that, God will bless you in numerous ways.
Amen. Hey, what about your favorite car? What would you say other than the Mercedes and the Range Rover would be your next favorite?
I had talked to Stephanie one time, and I really, really, really want a Maybach, an all-white Maybach. I love the car. I think it's like $1.2 million.
Whoa.
They are beautiful.
Yeah.
And Stephanie's just the person to get it for you.
Yeah, it'll take me a couple of years. I might wait like 2 or 3 more years before I get something like that.
We'll get it. I'm not going anywhere. We'll be here.
There you go. We're talking to Sean Nelson from the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, Sean, what is it your fans don't know about you? What would you like to say about Sean Nelson, what you do on your spare time, whatever? What don't your fans know about you that you want them to know?
I am a complete kid. I'm spoiled.
Yeah, but all guys are.
Yeah, I don't tell anybody my middle name because every time I tell somebody my middle name, they call me by my first and my middle name, and only my mama does that. So I don't tell anybody that.
What is it?
If she really...
Come on, it's just us here talking.
Oh, yeah.
It's my middle name is Michael. But every
Sean
time
Michael.
She calls me that, I really know she's serious about something.
Mm-hmm. You're in big trouble, Sean Michael.
Yeah. If I'm clowning and she wants me to stop, she'll call me by my first and middle name. You know, but I'm a complete kid. I love Guitar Hero, and I'm very, 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 very silly and very sociable. I'm easy to talk to. You can come up and talk to me. I'm not too biggity. I don't think I'm better than everybody. I'm the same guy I was before the Lord blessed me to play in the NFL. So if anybody ever see me, feel welcome to come up and talk to me. It's cool.
Are you on Twitter?
Oh, I'm on Twitter, yeah.
Do you run your own page?
Yeah, I have my page. It's Sean at Sean Nelson 89.
Not Sean Michael Nelson. Well, I'm
no.
just checking. I want to follow you.
So you got jokes now.
Hey, we've got one question we ask all of our customers. Mm-hmm. What's the fastest car you've got?
The fastest car I've got?
Uh-huh.
Have to be my Mercedes-Benz. I only have my Mercedes-Benz and my Range Rover, but my brother has a Camaro that's like super, super souped up, and it's like it beats, like, he's raced against like Vipers and Corvettes and all this stuff. He's smoked them, so I'm kind of scared of that thing.
I bet.
So I stay away from it. Yeah.
How fast have you guys gone?
Oh, wow. I don't know, fast. Too fast.
Have you gone over 170? Because we've talked to Flozell Adams and Vernon Davis, and they both hit 170, but so far, that's the record.
I think we didn't hit 175 in that thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think we didn't hit, like, honestly, I think we didn't hit 175 in that thing. I'm like, man, you got
to
stop.
All right, now you get to be the record holder for the radio show. We can talk about that, and we'll mention you every time we bring it up.
That's right.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Are there any charity organizations or any groups that you support that you'd like to mention on the air, Sean?
Right down the street from where I live in Baton Rouge, it's called Our Lady of the Lake Hospital, and it also has a cancer place there for kids. So we try to go over there and talk to the kids. You know, we give them their trading cards, and my cousin Glenn Dorsey, he has his own foundation called Dream Big, Dream Big Foundation, and usually when we do something, it's done through that. And I mean, I don't look for anything to give back. I mean, when I give something, I don't look for nothing to be given back to me. I don't look for a text write off for nothing. I give it out of the willingness of my heart, you know. And I have a big heart, and I just try to help people the best way I can. I love helping people, so I don't look for anything to be given back to me. I just give.
Sounds like you're a good person, Sean Nelson.
I try to be.
All right. Well, you can follow him on Twitter at SeanNelson89. Again, Jake, thank you for joining us from the Buffalo Bills tight end Sean Nelson.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
You just knew when you guys asked him about mileage and 170.
he couldn't let that go.
I didn't know he was going to say, 171.
Yeah, he couldn't let that go. Right? Those guys all have to be one up.
Now, yeah, if you do this long enough, that's going to be up to about 900 miles an hour here in the next three or four years, right?
I still like what Rohan Marley said, though. He goes, man, he said, we're Rastafarians. We have to obey the law.
Coming up next, Ford is suing Nissan over Brazilian bikinis and bling. We'll tell you next. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive on 105.3 The Fan.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Wally for Sybil today. If you want to get a hold of AutoFlex, it's easy. 817 or 972 and then 234-1234. That's 817 or 972. 234-1234. And, of course, you can visit at autoflex.com. The great David Blasingame is here.
And why should they call you?
Because we're the good guys.
Because they are the great guys.
Yeah.
They are the great guys. And even the guys that do the show today dress exactly alike. I don't get that
pretty
at all.
Crazy.
Both black shirts, both baseball caps, and both funky glasses. I don't get it. Interesting story in this advertising battle between Ford and Nissan in Brazil. And David, now Ford is not happy because there's a Nissan spot that is airing on TV in Brazil that accuses Ford of price gouging. So you take it from there and tell us the story.
Well, and now, first of all, this is an R-rated commercial. It is definitely not G-rated. It's not X-rated, but it's definitely R-rated. And if you wanted to see the commercial, you could go to autoflex.com, go to either our Facebook or Twitter connection, and see the commercial there because we've got the link to it there. So here's the deal. Nissan and Ford compete heavily in Brazil.
Okay.
And Nissan produces the same kind of cars Ford does. Nissan comes out with this commercial that has a bunch of guys dressed like Ford research engineers. They're wearing long white coats. They've got Ford badges on them. In the background,
I already love this. I love those commercials where they just go after each other.
These guys, they are wearing heavy, heavy bling. Uh-huh. Big gold chains, diamond plates. One guy's got a big gold grill in. All his teeth are gold. They've got a little chihuahua with a big gold diamond bone around its neck. All drinking champagne out of fountains. All with these great-looking girls in bikinis dancing around.
I got it. I got the picture.
And the lyrics go something like this. All the luxury that I got it with your money. Don't weep because you're paying extra money. Your money was well spent. Look what I did with it. So the message is the Ford costs more than the Nissan, and the Nissan message was that Ford's charging too much for their cars, and all the people that work for Ford are rich.
So they can run with their bling.
They can run with their bling. Now, what happened was that Ford got an injunction, and Nissan pulled the commercial. But if you want to see it, you can still see it at autoflex.com. Click on the Facebook or the Twitter feed.
Yeah, see, I'm wondering when that goes down, whether they jump into that knowing it's going to really stir the pot, that it will be pulled down, and that's kind of a marketing strategy, I bet, these days.
They
had
to know. If you see it, there's no way they wouldn't know that Ford would come after them with everything they've got. But it's in Portuguese, so your Portuguese has to be good to understand it, but you really don't have to understand the words to understand. You'll get the meaning if you see it.
Let's talk about surveys for a minute. A perceived value survey, and this is what customers think are the best cars on the road. I'm going to give you the list, Dave, and then let you kind of fill in the blanks, leading from 5 to 1, and then you can explain the survey to us. 5 is Nissan that we just mentioned, 4 Subaru, 3 Ford trucks, 2 Toyota, and number 1 is Honda.
Yep.
Perceived value survey. Now, what do you think of the survey? What does it mean? Give us some thoughts on this.
Okay, here's the deal. This is a survey that's done by ALG, which is Automotive Lease Guide, and these folks are the ones that decide basically what the residual values are going to be on any car that you lease in this country, no matter where you get it. Everyone uses ALG. It's a little company out of Southern California, or it was, that a guy named Doug Aiken used to own. He's a friend of mine. His grandfather started it. His grandfather was a used car dealer, and his granddad figured out, if I could figure out what a car was going to be worth in 2 or 3 years, I could plan for that. I'd know how to stock my lot. I'd know what I could tell people would be a good buy. And that's how all of the residuals came to be. So anyway, ALG sets these residuals every year, and they do a perceived value study because the perceived value of the vehicle gives you a good idea of who's going to buy it and how many they're going to buy.
Quite frankly, it's the real value. Isn't it?
It is. It is in that it is what people believe it is. Now,
yeah.
The reality is these may not be the most reliable cars, all of that stuff. But in the buyer's mind, they are the best cars. Now, a couple of interesting things. Toyota last year, okay, first of all, Toyota has been number one on this survey since the survey was started over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, with all the problems they had, they fell to number six. This year, a year later, they're back to number two again.
That's good recovery right there.
Because they build a good product.
Yeah.
Honda went from number two to number one because of Toyota's problems. Ford trucks, interestingly enough, Ford trucks have a great perceived value. Everyone loves them. But if you look at some other surveys, they're certainly not trouble-free. So
what is it that Ford's doing so well? I mean, is that a marketing thing?
Yes.
They've done a really, really good job at, because those commercials do hit home, right? Especially in the South, I bet.
You bet. And here's the thing. Ford never took any government money, and it's gotten
a big one.
It's got a lot of goodwill coming from that, and they've got a really, really good marketing campaign. And you know the other thing? They do some really smart things with their product. The step on the tailgate to help you get in that tailgate,
yes,
and the pull-up bar, that's genius. That's just genius.
Right.
So they do some really smart things. They've got great marketing, and they didn't take any government money. But anyway, there you have Ford trucks. Then Subaru, and Subaru is sort of the curveball for this part of the country. If you go to Colorado, to California, to New York, you're going to see giant Subaru dealerships that look like Toyota dealerships do here because they are such a popular car in those areas.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because it is. It's when I think of Subaru, I certainly don't think of Texas.
No.
But I do think of my my liberal friends in Colorado.
Exactly.
Who are, dude, Subaru up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That is kind of the way Colorado, that the perception of Colorado, right?
Earth shoes, Granola, and Subaru.
There you go. Yeah. Right.
So anyway, Subaru actually builds a great car, by the way. And then finally in the fifth position, Nissan. And then down from there. The perceived, and it says in here in the study, if you read the study, that the reality is not necessarily the perception, but this is the perception as best as anyone can predict it. Another couple of interesting things. The very car that is last is Fiat, because Fiat, of course, exited the United States in 1984, and when they left because the word was that the quality was so bad that no one would buy them. But now, since Fiat is ostensibly the owner of Chrysler, Fiat's coming back. The Fiat 500 will be, in fact, they've already started selling them out of mall locations. So we'll see. But it's number bottom on the list is the Fiat. So we'll see what that does for that. It's got a lot of, they're hoping the Heritage and the Italian thing will help it. The popular perception is they don't have good quality. They're going to have to build some good quality cars and get them out there on the street before anybody's going to believe them, though.
Letters from clients. I was in your office Monday, and I said, you know what? Do you guys get much customer feedback? And you said, yeah, look at this. And pulled up a bunch of stuff and said, here are a lot of people, and we survey them and ask them about their experience. So shout out to John Bradley from your staff today, who got a letter from somebody that said, John went above and beyond. The car had some dents, tires were worn, passenger window was not functioning, but he took care of everything, made the car right for my 16-year-old daughter, and the delivery of your vehicle was excellent, outstanding, all those words. So shout out to John.
Yeah,
good job.
In explanation, that car was a car that we had just taken in trade and it had not been reconditioned yet. So cars come in, they have little dings, little dents, things that have to be taken care of.
And you fix them up.
We do. John's customer saw the car when it first hit the lot. He wanted it for his daughter. John made it brand new for him, and that's the third car for the customer from John. So that's a it says a lot for John Bradley. He's a good guy.
So 75 in Richardson, we call it Richardson, 75 in the Beltline exit,
yep.
right? Is that
yep.
what we say? Because I know
Pretty
it's
close.
Right there between Beltline and Spring Valley, the yep. other location.
And then on I-20, just south of Cooper, which is 157, sort of between Bowen and Cooper on I-20.
All the stories that you heard today on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, you can catch online at autoflex.com, and you can follow them also on Facebook and Twitter there, right, David?
That is correct. And even and the other thing is there's a lot of other stories. There's a test drive of the new Mustang, Boss Mustang, lots of test drive videos, lots of other automotive stories, lots of inside automotive stories that you won't read anywhere else right there on our Facebook and Twitter feed.
Phone number is 817-972-234-1234 and autoflex.com. For Sybil, it's Wally. David, thank you.
No, thank
Appreciate
you, Wally.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you, Mike and Austin, next, talking sports on 105.3 The Fan.
And I'm wondering how I get down the stairs.